Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Got into some Steelers topics there in that first segment. Donnie Football with you on this Labor Day, 93.7 The Fan. Sean Myers with me behind the glass. We are 72 hours away and change. So I guess more like, what, 78 hours? That would be, Sean, they're kicking off around this time, or around 8:20 on Thursday night. So,
yeah. I think your math is correct.
78 hours until the NFL season officially gets underway. So this is a big prediction day. And I gave you a heads up of that before we got into this today. We're going to go through the AFC. Next hour, we will go through the NFC. How do things play out in the regular season? Who makes the playoffs? Who misses out? What do the playoff rounds look like? And then eventually, we will crown a Super Bowl champion. So we will start with the AFC. And we'll start with the AFC East. Sean, this is one where I think three teams have a pretty good argument that they could win the division. I think everybody except for New England is pretty much out. You have the Jets, you have the Dolphins, you have the Bills. You got Aaron Rodgers, you have Tua, you have Josh Allen. So you have three really good quarterbacks in the division as well. Maybe a fourth could emerge if Drake May ends up becoming what the Patriots fans were promised. This is what I picked last season. And I'm going to stick to it again in the hopes that this guy doesn't miss the entire season. I think the Jets are going to win the AFC East.
Yeah, they're the biggest question mark to me, because we've heard for such a long time, if they just had a quarterback, they could go make some real noise, maybe go the whole way. I think Aaron Rodgers will be okay. I don't think he's going to be close to the player that we saw 3 years ago. So I think the Bills, despite all of their losses, are still the team to beat, because they have the best player in that entire division, and that's their quarterback, Josh Allen, who I'm anticipating will have a massive season. He's got to do a little bit more on his own without some of the targets that he had previously, like Diggs, but I like the Bills first and foremost. I have the Jets as the number three team out of that division behind the Dolphins, and I think everyone can agree New England will pretty clearly be the team expected to finish last. I have them there as well.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of differentiation with just this very first one. I have the Jets winning that division. I have the Dolphins as the second place team, and then the Bills not far behind them. However, I think we get multiple playoff teams out of the AFC East.
Are we announcing that yet? Are we?
We can wait until we go okay. through all the divisions.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't want to give anything away, but I agree with you on that assessment.
Obviously, the team that we have winning the division is going to the playoffs. That shouldn't need to be explained. The AFC North, I think it is bound for a big comeback season for Joe Burrow. I think Cincinnati wins the AFC North.
Do you have them ahead of Baltimore in second?
Yes, Baltimore would be in second place.
So I actually went back and forth on this. And again, I don't want to spoil what's to come. I think the Bengals have a big year too, but I think by the narrowest of margins, maybe a tie break or something like that, the Ravens still finish in first and Cincinnati's right behind them. And then I have Pittsburgh and Cleveland bringing up the rear.
So we have the same order because I have Steelers at 3 and Browns at 4.
But you said you have Bengals first.
Yes.
Yes, I have the Ravens just narrowly okay. edging them, yes.
So then the final two. So Steelers would be number 3. Browns would be number 4 because Pittsburgh has not finished in last place since like the late 80s. So we love jumping onto that fact. I would not like to see that happen this year either. And I do just think the Browns will find some way to screw this up. And I think Deshaun Watson, that could just continue to be more of a dumpster fire than it already is. AFC South, let's see if we have a difference here when it comes to division winner. I think Houston is the clear-cut favorite in the South.
Yeah, everyone says that, except for me. I think the Jaguars take first. I think they have a bounce-back year. Remember, 2 years ago, everyone is expecting they were the team that was going to take this next step, mm-hmm. and we didn't see it from Lawrence. He needs to be better, no doubt. He's a guy that really has not lived up to the expectations. I think the problem for the Texans is they arrived a year or maybe even 2 years earlier than expected last year, surprised so many people. I think they're going to have a sophomore slump, and I still think that long-term they'll be a very good team. I just think 2024 is going to be a little bit of a hiccup for them. I have them finishing second behind Jacksonville, and then I don't think too highly of either the teams behind them. I would say probably Colts and then Titans, but I don't think either one of those teams will probably be as good as what a lot of people expect.
Man.
I'm not high on Richardson, certainly not as high as a lot of people.
So I'm not either. Chris is very, very high on Anthony Richardson.
For the 4 games he'll play this year.
That's one of the issues I have with him. I think he will be a player that is good. He's exciting when he's in. I don't even know if I'd say good. I would say exciting, which, yes, they can be two different things because he can be reckless, almost like a Jameis Winston in a way. Like, not necessarily good, but exciting to watch. That's the type of player I expect Anthony Richardson to be. And I don't think he'll be a guy that ever plays more than, like, 12 games in a season. He'll always be someone who misses a chunk. Now, they do have Cowboy Joe Flacco behind him, who miraculously won the Comeback Player of the Year in 2023. I actually think the Colts finish ahead of the Jags. I think the Colts finish second, Jags third, and then the Titans will take up the rear. So we're different on all three so far. Now we will test that. Do you, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, possibly have a team to jump the Chiefs in the AFC West?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No. Chiefs are taken first, and I don't think they'll really be tested. I like Jim Harbaugh as a coach. I think he's very, very successful. Obviously, with the 49ers, he was great there. I just don't think they have enough talent this year. I think they're probably going to be a team to reckon with maybe in 2 years, but they just don't have enough around Herbert this year. So I see them in second, but I don't think they're particularly close to the Chiefs. And then probably Raiders, Broncos, I don't think really either of those teams are particularly good. The Broncos might be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. I'm not high on Bo Nix. So I have Kansas City by a comfortable margin, then the Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Okay, so I do have the Broncos ahead of the Raiders, believe it or not. But we do both have the Chiefs and Chargers going in that order. So that's the only division champion we have the same. The Chiefs in the AFC West. The back-to-back Super Bowl champions, a team that has been in pretty much every AFC championship game in the last decade. So when it breaks down for you, your seven playoff teams, you can go in order if you do have the order of the seeding. What does that look like?
So I don't have the order, but I think that the Ravens probably get the number one seed. But as I said, I think they just narrowly edge the Bengals. So just off the top of my head here, I'm going to go Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Jaguars. Those are the four division winners. I believe the East will account for two wild card teams. I have both the Dolphins and Jets getting into the postseason. And
then you would have Cincinnati.
And I'd have Cincinnati. So Cincinnati in this scenario would be, I guess, the five, and then Dolphins six, Jets seven.
Yeah, so ours is definitely different because I have a team that you think will end up missing the playoffs after a great 2023. I have the Houston Texans as the one seed in the AFC. I have Cincinnati as the number two. I have the Kansas City Chiefs as the number three. Because we saw last year with Kansas City, they're going to lose some games, maybe look sloppy.
It won't matter
at times.
End.
Right. It's not going to matter once we hit January. But like Thursday, for instance, I would bet on Baltimore to win that game on Thursday. Because the Chiefs, I think kind of like last season, that opening game against Detroit, they're going to make more mistakes than we're used to seeing them make. I know it's week one, but we're going to see some sloppiness. You know, I don't want to say they went into this offseason with like a no-care attitude, but they have some guys now, Travis Kelce obviously being the main one, who has strong interest in things outside of football.
Well, it's paying off for him, apparently.
Yes, it is.
He's getting $100 million, or I guess half of that. Was it Tirico last year that said that, was it the Lions beat the Chiefs, and then he said Asterix has to come with
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, which I
so
like Tirico a lot.
If the number five linebacker for the Chiefs is out, do you think they're going to say if they lose the season opener, put an asterisk by that?
Yeah, I mean, I like Tirico a lot. I was not a fan of when he said that last season. So the Chiefs are number three for me. The Jets are number four. That would mean the Jets would host a playoff game for the first time since January of 2003. That is the last time the New York Jets hosted a playoff game. They've been to the playoffs a few times since. They obviously played here in the AFC Championship game, but they were road warriors pretty much the whole time through that. So my 1-4, Texans, Bengals, Chiefs, Jets. I agree with you with the AFC East. I think two teams come out of there other than the division champ as wild card teams. I think the Dolphins and the Bills. Now I have those as the 6-7. I have the Baltimore Ravens as the 5, which means I have the Pittsburgh Steelers missing the playoffs. I thought there was a way that the Steelers could be a better team than what they were last season, and I still think that's true. I don't think they will hit some sort of rock bottom, or I'm not saying that they will finish below 500. I think they will actually be a better team. They're not going to get the luck that they got last season, and that is what it was, people. Do not try to fool yourselves into thinking they were truly one of the 7 best in the AFC. I get that they got there. The amount of quarterback injury luck that the Steelers got last season was pretty remarkable. So Steelers miss. It is Texans, Bengals, Chiefs, Jets, Ravens, Dolphins, and Bills for me, 1-7. We will get to the championship round and the Super Bowl stuff in the next hour when we unveil our thoughts on the NFC. But coming up in about 15 minutes, John Ledger from the Ins No Ball podcast. Coming up next, I took a little trip this weekend. Well worth it. I saw the Pirates win a baseball game as well. We want you back after this quick break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.